Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday in Baltimore. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day with your boys. Man, that was a beatdown last night in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. You do the hockey at 7:15, but, man, if I'm Edmonton, I'm starting fights, too. You ain't whipping my ass like this and getting away with it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I tell you, I've been saying this. I think in the Stanley Cup, physicality matters because they don't really call much. You don't see guys getting sent to the box that often. I just think this Florida's got an advantage here.
Jeremy, what do you think about Nick Chubb going to the Houston Texans?
I mean, I just wonder what he's got left. I mean, that poor guy, his knee has been blown out so many times. Yeah. He was at one point in the league. I thought he was the best runner of the football.
I agree with you.
Just powerful,
so much
speed.
Wiggle.
Yeah. I mean, he had a little bit of everything that you could want, and he was like a. I mean, look at his thighs there. He looks like a tree trunk with legs. You know, it's just. It's not
a tree
quite
trunk with legs.
I was going to say that. A tree trunk, four legs. But it's not quite Saquon Barkley and how big he was. But, like, this was a, you know, very compact human being that when he ran, tough to bring down, and he could blow by you, as you pointed out. So we'll see.
I remember him just doing some damage against us. A couple of years ago, when they beat us here.
Didn't you and I talk about him, like, because of the injuries, that's why he slid in the draft,
yep,
and what a steal he was going to be, and he went to Cleveland. He was like, all right, well, we'll find out.
Yeah, he was unbelievable, man. I mean, I remember him.
Georgia.
Man. Georgia, yeah, no.
Another SEC team did you?
Yeah, he was a son of a gun, man. He reminds me of, you remember, played for the... his style, Charlie Garner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a little Charlie Garner in him to play for the Raiders. That ability to just stop on a dime.
You know who else I think? You remember Natron Means? Natron Means,
yeah.
Business out,
yeah,
in San Diego?
Yeah.
Not quite there because he was a little bit smaller, in my opinion, than Chubb. I don't think people realize. Everybody talked about what Derrick Henry was doing lifting. Did you guys ever see what Chubb was doing? Because,
yeah,
like,
yes,
before Derrick Henry, that's the guy we were talking about. Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, I don't think I watched any baseball last night. That's very unusual.
Well, sometimes you need to recharge those batteries.
I didn't recharge nothing, man. I left here, went and played golf, then went to basketball practice, then I had a fundraiser that I helped my cousin do for Power Move. I didn't do anything.
Mm.
I got home late, 10 o'clock. I didn't see my house till 10 p.m.
Oh, jeez. So he didn't. When you were talking about your day yesterday, he was like, he ain't going to do any of those things.
No, no. Dude, I woke up Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. When I laid my head in the bed at 10:30 last night, that was the first time I went to sleep since I woke up Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's why my eyes are bloodshot red right now.
Well, I made the mistake last night of taking melatonin with the medicine I'm on.
Uh-huh.
Says it's okay to do it, but... Man, that's messy. Yeah. I thought I was, like, I'm walking around the house and just weebling and wobbling when I woke up in the middle of the night. I was just, like, all out of it.
That's one thing I've never done. I've never done it, taking anything to go to sleep.
It sucks when you do it because then sometimes you don't feel like it's enough.
I don't. Well, I take a gummy like that. Mm-hmm. But I've taken melatonin. I took Ambien once. I had the wildest nightmares. I will never do it again. Like,
really?
It was, yeah, like disturbing stuff. I've heard stories of people like going out, mm-hmm. you know, on that stuff, driving their car, leaving the house. Like,
I asked my psychiatrist yesterday. She's, I was prescribed, I almost said subscribed. Yeah, I've subscribed to this. I was prescribed Clondin. It's like a blood pressure medicine, but it also can help you sleep. I had high blood pressure going through all those, like the sleep studies and everything. My blood pressure kept going up and up and up. So they put me on this. I'm watching a Law and Order episode and somebody dies from taking Clonidin with Ambien. And I asked my psychiatrist, I'm like, what the hell is that about? But I ended up taking melatonin because it said it's okay. And I felt so weird when I looked it up because it lowers your blood pressure so much that it makes you feel...
Melatonin does?
With my medicine already lowering it. So with that combined, it said you just got to be careful how much you take.
All of those things are true, but I don't. That's not the reason why I don't take it. I don't take it because I have this. When I take something like NyQuil, number one, I got to be really messed up to take some kind of sleep. Mm-hmm.
That puts me to sleep.
When you get up, I'm never rested, regardless of how long I sleep. I can sleep for 12 hours.
And you still feel kind of like woozy.
Groggy. Yeah. So that's why I don't take it. It's not the health issues and none of that stuff. Whenever I just, my fear of not getting up refreshed. Because I could go to sleep for 3 hours, man, and get up and give me a cup of coffee and let me go for about an hour. I'm good. But like if I have to take some kind of medicine to go to bed.
Mm-mm. See, the problem with, also the issue with taking medicine to go to bed is when you don't take it, and you're like, hey, I don't want to take this. And then all of a sudden, then you get a couple hours into it and you're like, I can't go to sleep. I got to take something. Then you take it. My problem is I can't get up. And I don't mean that way. No, I have life meds, so I'm good with that.
I was going to say.
No, but like.
Don't eat spots, man.
I take, if I took something to help me sleep at night, like I fight it. I feel like I'm an insomniac by nature, like staying up and just not wanting to go to sleep. And then I just fight it. And by the time I finally pass out and you try to wake me up in the morning, oh God, it's like waking my kid up to go to school. He ain't getting his ass.
I don't know what it means. I just don't want to go to bed. I stay up too late, even with this show.
You miss something?
Yes, that's exactly it. I feel like I'm going to miss something.
I want to go to bed, so I miss everything.
I'm doing nothing, and I'm just like, I don't want to go to bed yet. I'm not doing anything. Like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, Joe, did you say thunderstorms today? Did we hear that right?
Yeah.
This morning?
I saw 8 a.m.
It might rain this morning, but there's a chance in the afternoon.
Really? Well, I don't have to do anything outside. It doesn't matter to me. I'm good.
You're not working tonight?
No. After the West Coast trip, I'm off during the week, and I hop on the airplane with them on Sunday to go to Tampa next week. I got Tampa, then New York next week. So
yeah.
I get to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, make his ass record the promo on the road, too. Yeah, the promo.
I would record the promo on the road. I do commercial spots while I'm on the road.
You know what pisses me off is that.
What pisses you off, Jeremy?
You know what really grinds my gears? No, it's the promo is so simple. It's 8 seconds. Why the hell does it take me 15 minutes?
Gotta think
minutes
about 20 minutes, though.
How do I want to start it? How do I want to end it? It's so quick, we got to get right into it. It's like, the other day, I recorded one in one take, and I went, huh? Is it good? Should I just delete it and do another one just for old time's sake? You know, it's the simplest thing that I make so difficult.
Aaron Rodgers signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but was he the first option? We'll weigh in on that at 6:45. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens. Jair Alexander is now a free agent. A lot of people have him coming to Baltimore, but can the Ravens afford him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jaire Alexander is a free agent. The 7-year veteran, 2-time Pro Bowler, is on the move at the age of 28 years old. Now, Jeremy, what's wrong with Jaire?
I don't think anything's wrong
Jaire,
with him.
I'm sorry.
I think attitude, that was
there
an
you
issue.
Go. There you go.
But, you know, at sometimes, and again, I don't know that he's been a problem guy in Green Bay. I know he's butted heads with coaching and even the front office on certain things. Some of that might be contract related. Some of it might be whatever, just disappointment in the team and how they're playing.
I heard it's philosophical. The way they're using him.
Yeah. So this is one of the best corners in the league, or he was at least two to three years ago.
Yeah.
I still think he has some ability there. And I think, by the way, the rumors about Jalen Ramsey and Alexander, I think the Alexander thing makes way more sense now that he's been cut. But the fact of the matter is, like, the Ravens still have some. I think Lamar would have to restructure, somebody else would, to make this work, because from my understanding, they have about $5 million total
right. That
they can use. But yeah, like, look, this guy can play, and the fact that Lamar has familiarity with him, and I'm not saying that matters as much.
I think it does matter.
But if he goes in and he says something, I think there's a likelihood that this team may go, okay, let's go get him.
I think it absolutely matters that Lamar has some familiarity with him.
Me too. As I've been saying that for about 6 months about picking this guy for that reason.
Well, for the trade, I'm like, I don't know if they'll trade for him, but now that he's a free agent, I think that makes it easier. I mean, if Lamar, think about this. The conversation that can be had. Lamar picks up the phone, calls Jaire. Hey, man, you know, Baltimore's a good place to be. Jaire said, okay, well, restructure your deal so I can get there. I mean, that's a different kind of conversation, man, nobody else is going to be able to have with him.
Right. Well, just restructure. I mean, he's been skipping OTAs and losing $750,000 every time he does it. And I guess, look, hey, what's $750,000 to a guy like me, right? But the fact of the matter, I wonder what happens with that, too. Like, what is it? Go ahead.
Alexander, he was telling me Alexander has missed 50% of his games since 2021.
Okay. The other part with the Lamar thing is skipping out on the $750,000. It makes you wonder, like, okay, do they just kind of say, hey, we know you're not coming, but we're not going to fine you? Does he really get fined? Is that a league issue? What? I don't know. But he does skip them every year. No worries because of it. But again, like, if you're going to restructure and work some money out, get some money up front,
It has
to happen at some point if you're going to make this work, because he's going to have too big of a cap hit to really try to build around him.
If I'm going to restructure, then I need some motivation. This is great motivation.
Yeah.
This is it. You know what I mean? Most players restructure when you know your team needs the money to sign somebody.
So is
this is the deal.
If they get Alexander, is that, do you think that's an embarrassment of riches in the secondary with getting Malachi Starks?
I don't know. Embarrass me. Embarrass me, man. I'd love to have that. Because but yes, to answer your question is not only in that position.
You'd have three first-round cornerbacks, right? And two first-round safeties.
Jeremy, the roster is an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a damn shame they haven't won then.
It's an embarrassment. The roster is an embarrassment of riches. I heard somebody on NFL Network say the other day, okay, the most talented roster in the NFL. Here's the Ravens. Now let's look at everybody else. That's what. Here's the Ravens. Now let's look at everybody else. The Ravens have the most talented roster in the National Football League. You go out and get Jair Alexander. Now you're just showing off. That's what you're doing. You're just showing off. I mean, that was an 18th overall pick in 2018.
It's unbelievable how this has all come together. And you look at some of the teams and just how your front office can make certain moves to draft so well and then be in these situations. We talk about it all the time because the Ravens are never really involved in free agency, right? Like, I mean, they're not. You'll see it every once in a while, go sign somebody they want, but usually it's picking up a street free agent, someone that's been cut, or re-signing your own because they do so well in drafting. It always feels like something just kind of falls their way.
Derek Henry.
Yeah.
Fell their way.
The same thing, I mean, even going back, Derek Mason, getting him to come here when that happened at the end. I mean, more recently, you could sit here and look at some of these moves. Steve Smith, these are all vets that come their way. It's interesting to see now that they're, if Jair Alexander can fall in their lap, and there's no guarantee he ends up coming here, but I think the Ravens have just as good a shot as anybody else.
I think they have a better shot than most.
I mean, you're going to a team that is going to have a chance to win right away, and then you're going back to play with a former teammate that, you know, best
was a factor.
One of the best players in the league.
He's a cheat code.
Yep.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, is he? Do you want him or
Ramsey?
Ramsey.
I told you. We've been discussing this for months. I've wanted Alexander for months because I thought the Lamar thing was a big factor. We have a guy who's, they were teammates. You know, I think that's a big plus for someone he's already familiar with.
Ramsey is the one who likes to sing and dance at the parties. You guys, nobody watched Nacho Libre, just me?
I have.
Anyway.
I have. Yeah, we just don't quote it randomly.
I ate some bugs. I ate some grass. I used my hand to wipe my tears.
Oh, I tell those tears.
And call Nasi. Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But no, like, you're that's exactly what you're talking about. The Ramsey thing. Ramsey's a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
We really haven't heard his name since he joined the Dolphins. He's not at OTAs right now. He's got that ridiculous contract, and both, I think cornerbacks end up being the lighter version of the wide receiver diva.
You think?
You know, like this,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride in that position because you're going to get beat quite often, and you got to forget about that and come back out. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see if they can get something done, but I think the right answer is Alexander, even though, you know me, I've always loved Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, this is not based on who I think is a better option, but I think Jalen Ramsey with the Baltimore Ravens is not Jalen Ramsey with the Miami Dolphins.
Right. We've talked about
it. Yeah, I don't think.
I'm not worried about his skill. I don't think he's the same guy
because you wanted Ramsey.
I want Ramsey.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I want Ramsey. Yeah. I think Ramsey's a different dude. You put that cat on this team, I think he,
you know,
I think
Ramsey
he raises
is?
Everybody's level.
You know who he is? He's Kyle Hamilton.
Yes.
It's another.
Yes.
I said move him to safety, too. I think he can't play corner. He can play safety now.
I think he brings everybody's level up. I think Ramsey's the type of guy that challenges everybody.
You
know what I mean? He challenges everybody.
I just worry
everybody.
About the finger point. He's so good that when something goes wrong, I worry about him being the guy pointing his finger at everyone else and not at himself. But I'll say this about Jalen Ramsey. Remember, when the Rams traded for him, they moved him to slot corner, and everybody's going, why are they doing that? Because he's so good in the run
everything.
Game.
Yes.
That
yes.
You can use him just like Kyle Hamilton was used.
Listen, dude, if I find out tomorrow they signed Jair, I'm good. I'm good. But if you ask me who I want, Jalen Ramsey is a different dude, man. That's I just think you sign him.
I want them both.
Everybody's on alert. Everybody's on it because, and you talk about the finger pointing, you don't think these guys know who he is when he comes in? They don't want to get their finger pointed at.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So they're going to step their game. I just think he's that type of dude. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Real quick, before I get to Jair, man. Hey, Jeremy, don't ever go to a concert, man, and then leave before the group sing their favorite song, man. They best song they got out, man.
What kind of person are you, man? Man, I make business decisions all the time, and I don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks of me.
You left the concert before the song?
I left the concert before the encore. I started listening.
For the encore?
Yeah.
That's not the best song. What are you talking
about?
Well,
they played Triumph and Cream after.
I don't know what that is, man. Triumph.
Triumph is my favorite Wu-Tang song, but like.
Yeah, man.
What? I've heard it before.
You had like 10 minutes to go, man. You were scared. I guess them white guys down there, man, were scaring you a little bit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, your friends?
Let me just say something. Why are your people always fighting on social media, man. Sean? What's going on, man?
Ain't got nothing to do. I'm not the one fighting, though.
You're feminine. You know,
you're setting up all that smoke for Lorenzo. I see it.
Nah, I was trying to get away from Lorenzo. That's why I came over and hang with
you,
man.
You can't get away from nobody when you're filming it.
Yeah,
man.
If you were going to go out with somebody and hang, like, tell me this guy, he talks to everyone. Who? Sean.
Yeah, he does.
He was talking to the security guard. Somebody walks down. He's sitting in the wrong seat, and he sweet talks a guy to slide down so he can sit with him. Like, it's just crazy. And then he starts giving me a hard time about leaving early, and I'm like, dude, I do this all the time. I know myself. I hate sitting in traffic, especially in a garage, because people can't get out of the damn thing and you sit
there
for an
hour. Claustrophobic?
No, I just hate it. I despise it. I hate sitting in traffic when I'm driving home.
All right, Rashawn, state your business.
Yeah, man. Anyway, Brian. Hopefully, if the Ravens can pick him up, man, and Green Bay can cover most of that salary, because I remember back in 2018, man.
They cut him.
Oh, they cut him?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
I mean, he can pick him up for the cheap then. Because 2018, I thought the Cowboys was going to pick him up, but the Packers got him with the 18th pick, and the Cowboys picked 19th and got that linebacker that's no longer in the league. What's his name? Vander Esch, whatever. I can't pronounce his
Vander
name.
Vander
Esch. Right. Vander Esch, yeah. You know,
but, he's a good player.
Yeah, he was decent, man. He had some health issues, I think, with his neck or something like that, though. But hopefully, you know, DaCosta can make some moves. You know, he's known for this. So, I mean, if it makes sense, he'd make it happen.
Do you remember what happened with Vander Esch? They said that he took a Viagra and it got caught in his throat. That's how he got the stiff neck.
Listen, that's not a popular thing to say, but nobody's going to debate it. It's Super Bowl or bust for this team.
100%.
And
this roster?
Yeah, and think about this, man. I said this before. It's almost be kind of a good thing for this team to start off like 0-2 to get everybody's interest. Because you go 4-0, everybody's going to expect you to do that. It's going to be bored. And everybody's going to be like, okay, that's fine. They went for 4-0, but it's all about the Super Bowl. That's going to be the rhetoric. It's going to be really, really tough for the Ravens to hold everybody's interest on a regular season because the fan base is concerned with one thing. That's what happens in the postseason. It's Super Bowl or bust for this organization. You've done everything else, Jeremy.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's nice to have successful seasons where, we had a winning record. You know, there's a lot of guys that can go, I won more games than I lost in the league and had a really good career. But when you're as talented as a guy like Lamar and when you're as talented as this roster, there's no other question. It can't be a successful season in the moment. Many years from now, you might go back and say, hey, remember when they went on that tear? Yeah, but they ain't win. And that's the bottom line when it comes down to it. Like, if you're going to take Jalen Hurts winning a Super Bowl and all of a sudden push him up into the upper class of quarterbacks, absolutely is silly, then you're going to get dinged and knocked for not getting there and not winning, even if it's not your fault.
I'm going to give you one of the biggest challenges that I don't know if people really look at that. You got a lot of guys on this offense that take a back seat for winning. Am I right? They want to win.
Yeah.
You go another year without winning, those guys may start rumbling a little bit, saying, hey, look, man, I'm taking a back seat for winning. We ain't winning. So now let me go get paid and be the number one somewhere else. You know? I mean, I've sacrificed some personal stats because there's so much talent around me. Well, now we ain't winning here, so let me look to get paid and be a number one somewhere.
Yeah.
You risk that possibility as well.
You do. This is clearly like, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's going to be a disappointing season. And that's terrible pressure to have on you, though, because that's very, very hard to do.
And I'm sorry. I think at the end of the day, Ed, if they don't win, it's more on Lamar than it is Harbaugh, because Harbaugh's won already.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's already won. So I think it becomes more of a Lamar thing. And I'm talking about looking back on history. I mean, right now, in the moment, you can say what you want. Mm-hmm. But if this team doesn't win, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and say, well, Lamar didn't win. You're not going to say Harbaugh didn't win, because Harbaugh won.
Well, hey, and the press or the media or whoever, like Fox Sports, they predict the Ravens. I'm just looking through it here.
by week 10, the Ravens will be the only undefeated team in the league. They claim to be unbeaten.
The press.
13.
Do they wear a fedora with the
yes,
no card?
Yes.
And the press. With the yes. Other ribbon.
It's exactly it.
Hey, can we ask you a question after the game? Yeah. Hey, read all about it.
Oh, Curly.
Do they report with their hand over the ear?
Mac, you always ask the tough questions. Oh, man.
But they have, this is yeah. Must win. And Damian Woody is right. This Ravens offense, we've been saying it for weeks now. I think they're going to be better and more productive than they were last year. I think Lamar's going to be closer to 5,000 yards than he is low 4,000 yards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't say closer to 4,000 because he'd be in the 4,000, but you know what I mean.
It all matters. Look.
He'd be closer to 5,000 than 4,000.
If they played more tight games, I think you'd see him hit that or get close to that 5,000-yard mark. The fact that they're going to be winning by double digits, and everything's predicated on the run game. When you get your lead, what are you doing? You wear them down the whole game just to destroy them in the third and fourth quarter with your running game.
But I think he can still get to that, even blowing people out. You know why? Get it early. I still got to rack up yards to get the points.
But if you're winning, you're sitting games too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, if you go back to, was it his first MVP? Or his second or the third one, he should have won. Anyway, if you go back and look at it, like, you could make cases that what numbers could he have compiled the 1 year when he was sitting in the fourth quarter of, like, what was it, like three or four
easily
games?
Easily could have gone over 4,000 that year.
Yeah, so I look, the talent is here, and if you look at, I keep talking about efficiency. I think it's so important when you look at limited opportunities, because he's going to throw less than most quarterbacks in the league. Let's say he throws 25 times a game.
But
right?
I think it's big play.
They're big plays.
Yeah.
And I love what I heard. I don't know if you guys saw the quote from Malachi Starks. They were asking him about, like, hey, who's been the toughest? He goes, Isaiah Likely. That dude's faster than I thought. Like, yeah. He is so quick.
Yeah.
I think the league is, I think they're in trouble.
That's what I said before. Remember we had who's the third option?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the third most talented on offense? I said Isaiah Likely. You have two, number one and number two are freaks. Eight. And 22 are freaks.
I don't think Andrews is going anywhere, but I think he's passing the torch this year.
I think Isaiah Likely is the third biggest freak on that. He might be better than third. He's a freak, dude. Okay, we all agree that Lamar Jackson is going to be over 4,500 yards passing. Let me throw another number at you. Does he challenge 50 touchdowns? I'm talking about passes. Does he challenge
passing
that?
Touchdowns?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You don't? Ed?
No.
You don't think so?
Even with the extra game, the 17,
maybe 40. I don't see him in 50. Because like his first MVP year at 36, that was a lot. I mean, he may have 50 total. He may run for nine.
Just feel like, yeah. I think that's probably.
Last year he had 41. I mean, it's not. He had 41 last year.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the realm. You said he had 36. That's not his career high. His career high was 41 last. I think he challenges it. I do. He had 41 last year.
I just wonder how much better he can get.
And we're talking about the yards going up and him being better offensively or statistically. He had 41 touchdown passes last year. I think he can absolutely challenge 50.
Oh, he can definitely challenge 50. I just don't know if he's going to get it. It's just such a high mark for somebody that runs so well.
He had 41.
Goal. Yeah, I know.
I just think that they run so much that it's like, let's say they gave Lamar the privilege of being Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, we're on the 1 yard line. Hey, you want to throw a touchdown pass? Like, that's what Rodgers did his MVP year, his last one. He basically told you when he would get down there, it would be first and goal from the one. He's like, we're throwing it four times.
I think the Ravens are going to lead the league in big plays on offense, meaning 20 or more yards.
They did last year.
I think that's why he'll challenge 50. Please.
50. How many guys have gotten 50?
50. Come on, I gave you. How many times did I say 50 for you to go with it, man?
50.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Lamar Jackson.
Ed Norris does 50. The hockey at 7:15. But on the other side, Aaron Rodgers was reportedly the third option for the Steelers. Probably not a good omen for their 2025 season, right? Or is it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, reportedly from CBSSports.com, the Pittsburgh Steelers wanted to trade for Matthew Stafford initially. That was blocked. Stafford was asking for too much money. He signed with the Rams. Then they wanted to re-sign Justin Fields. Justin Fields declined and went to the Jets, which is, isn't that odd? He says no to the Steelers. I mean, I thought he went to the Jets because the Steelers weren't an option for him. But now it's reported that they were an option. They wanted him to stay.
But was he disappointed in how he was handled last year? Losing
possibly,
a job?
And possibly.
Let's go somewhere new.
Yeah. And then the third, they pivoted to Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I was saying to you that I read all these reports that they were in on Sam Darnold, and that was going to be their number one. You were talking about how you didn't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, the Matt Stafford stuff. But like that was brought up because the Steelers needed to find a quarterback. And then all of a sudden, the Rams signed him, and we all went, what the hell was that? I thought you guys were trading him. So, I don't know. I mean, I look at the quarterback situation there. I'm happy Aaron Rodgers is there because it's a little bit more fun to cover, and we can see if he does burn that place down.
Yeah, I think Matthew Stafford would have been a problem in Pittsburgh.
Just have to stay healthy.
Yeah, you're right. Justin Fields, it's just odd that, I don't know. I mean, no offense, Ed, but he chose the Jets over the Steelers?
No offense taken. I wouldn't choose him either.
Did he get confirmation from them? You're our quarterback. You're going to get every chance to fail this year, not or succeed, whatever. We're not going to pull you and do, hey, three games in here, we're going to Russell Wilson. So I look at some of the guys out there too, and it makes you wonder, what were they willing to offer? Were they just giving them a 1-year deal? Were you saying, hey, you're our guy, or we like you, but we want to come back to us before you sign with some, man, screw y'all. You'll pinch me after three games.
Yeah.
And then call on me when Russell Wilson sucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. I probably wouldn't.
But you're 100%.
And they don't have a great history of developing quarterbacks outside of Ben Roethlisberger. And did they really develop Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
Some guys are just special, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much quarterback development on there. It's just, you get lucky sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of it. I mean, like, you can even say the Ravens got lucky. Sure, I mean, everybody passed on Lamar, and then, of course, drafting him there. And then, again, when you look at some of the other guys, like, I didn't like Bo Nix. People have to love him after what they saw in his rookie year. We'll see if he builds on it.
I didn't think he'd be as good as we saw last year, but I liked him more than you did.
Jaden Daniels.
I still don't
believe. Has he been developed, or is he just a natural talent?
Oh, no. He's, I mean, that it's another, like, the knock on him was that he was older coming out of college because he had transferred from Arizona State.
He's a rich man's Lamar.
He came like that out of the box, though.
I got into
it. That's how he is, yeah.
I got into it with a buddy of mine when we were going over all that stuff, and Lamar was being ranked behind Daniels in some of these lists, and I'm going, come on, guys, this is so stupid. And then one of my buddies in the fantasy world was sending me all these messages of why he equates to, I said, let the damn season finish. Go look at his A dot, what he was doing in the beginning of the year. And granted, if you look at Jaden Daniels in his first five games last year, he was playing pitch and catch, little dump offs, this is here. And then finally, when they open it up, they go, oh, he can do this. Yeah. And that's when you saw how talented he was. So I don't have a problem with people putting Jaden Daniels in that upper echelon and thinking that his star is bright. I have a big problem with you putting him ahead of Lamar. Let him win an MVP first before we start talking about
that. Yeah, Ed said he came out of the box like that. No assembly required.
Yeah, 100%.
410-583-1057. That's the number. So, what would Rodgers do, Ed, in Pittsburgh?
Well, he prevented the Steelers from winning a Super Bowl years ago. I think he's going to do it again.
Well, I see what you just did there.
Oh, no, I just got an email.
Oh,
he looked at me. I made a face. I just read an email. I was like, ah, damn.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do much there.
I don't either.
Honestly.
I think it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, what did you show us last week? The odds of them winning didn't change when they picked him up at all.
So. At all. I think the thing falls apart. I think we see the end of Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
I do, too, because I think I think this is going to be the year he just actually, you know, just goes full-blown Aaron Rodgers on him.
But we can't say that because we'll get a shovel for it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing in his career to suggest that he's on his way out. I mean, why would you think that?
Yeah.
I love Aaron Rodgers. Again, love him so much that Ed bought a candle for me with Aaron Rodgers and a halo on top of him that I actually use. I don't light it up, but it's displayed.
Did the candle quit on you midway through?
No.
Okay. Just try. I didn't know if it was a real Aaron Rodgers candle.
But at the same time, reality. Reality is he didn't make the Jets any better. He didn't. It's a bad football team. I'm not even talking about the year he got hurt naturally because he played, what, four plays?
Yeah,
four plays. That's it. But he did not make that team better his second year when he came back from the injury. There's nothing that suggests that Aaron Rodgers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay, if they go to the playoffs, with Aaron Rodgers. They went to the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers. That said nothing. Yeah. If you are a Steeler fan and you are hanging your hat on getting to the playoffs, then that's where I want you to be. Because the Steelers of old are the ones that hung their hat on getting to the Super Bowl. So now if the benchmark is going to the playoffs in today's NFL, have at it. Have at it. Chase the playoffs. As long as you don't chase championships, we good.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think a big part of the big fall with him in Pittsburgh is, I don't know if Mike Tomlin is going to tolerate some of his shenanigans. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers, a leopard doesn't change his spots. Those shenanigans are coming.
That's what I mean. I think he's going to implode there because Tomlin is not going to, you know, put up with any kind of nonsense like that. But I also don't know, you know.
Are you sure about that?
What?
He put up with Antonio Brown, and we didn't find out about it until afterwards.
Because that's the key. We didn't find out about it.
Well, how much did he bury? How long did he bury
that? I understand, but you're not burying Aaron Rodgers. You're not. Aaron Rodgers is going on a Pat McAfee show. Aaron Rodgers is in your face with it. That's my point. When you get to the point where you can't bury it anymore because you're public about it, When he let go of Antonio Brown was when Antonio Brown became public with it.
Well, he just got ridiculous.
As long as I can suppress it, we're good. That means you're just doing it behind closed doors.
It was going on behind. Remember, Antonio Brown was recording in the locker room.
I know, but let's go Antonio Brown then versus Aaron Rodgers now. Aaron Rodgers now is public with his. He goes to the press head. He goes to the media. He circumvents the system.
So Aaron, can we ask you a few questions?
So I think that's the problem. Oh. If Aaron Rodgers just does it behind closed doors, Mike Tomlin can probably take it. But he doesn't do his behind closed doors.
Well, this is why it's such a confounding signing because, I say, he doesn't tolerate this. He did it with Antonio Brown. You know what you're getting with Aaron Rodgers. So it's like
Shame on you if it happens.
I hate just going back to the receivers, but man, if they had some head cases there. Like even going back to Plaxico Burress and when he went to the Giants and shot himself in a nightclub wearing sweatpants. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had some stupid things go on.
Le'Veon Bell.
You had Le'Veon Bell. You had George Pickens, who just got traded now, and he was being a jackass. They've had plenty of head cases on that team, man. And kind of, I think a lot of teams deal with egos. It's just, what's the give and take of it? And you might be right. Like maybe at this point of Mike Tomlin's career, he's like, man, I don't want to put up with this. But he also is trying to maintain that job and not be Mr. Hey, we get the 500 and that's just about it now.
World of Stupid at 7:30 on the other side. Westbrook returns today. Mullins later this week. Some are saying Heston Kerstad could be sent down. But would that undo any of his progress this season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.